things happen. Z62.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Back on Downtown Friday Afternoon, it's time for us to talk a little Black Bear hockey. To do that, we're joined by the voice of the Bears, the reigning Maine Sportscaster of the Year. He's the lovely and talented John Shields. Hello there, John.
Hello, Rich. Reigning Sportscaster of the Year. My days are numbered for that award.
Well, no, is it like Miss America? Don't you hang on to it until the next person is crowned?
Yes, that should happen. I don't know. When does that happen? January?
Well, I think they announce it in January, but the you don't get the award until like June. So you got a long time.
Once it's announced, it's all over. And wow. Congratulations to you for being one of the names in the running for that.
Thank you. I appreciate your vote. Oh, well, I might. Actually, they did notify me that you voted for me, so I appreciate that. No, I have no idea.
Problem.
It was tough. It was a tough field this year, like six finalists. I mean, I can't vote for yourself, not that I would have anyway, but I had a hard time choosing. But ultimately, and I love a number of the people that were in there, but I had to go with loyalty and my old producer, Brian Stackpole.
Yeah, Brian Stackpole in the mix too. Great vote. He still is working hard out there, not for you anymore, but doing a million different games over and sporting events.
Well, that's it. And you know, I always look at that too. He's one of the hardest working people in the business. And to me, that ought to be worth a vote in and of itself. But with so many good people, our friend Ron Lisnett, who does a great job and has for years, certainly deserving. And Jeff Mannix, who is a tireless worker and a great guy and very talented. I don't know Travis Lee. I don't know that I've ever met him. But from what I'm told, he does a great job. And Emma Tiedemann is fabulous. She's been on our show before. So they're all great. How do you go wrong?
Yeah, I don't know. You can't go wrong. All very talented. Yeah, I've met Travis a few times. He's a great guy. Emma's a lot of fun to listen to when she does the Sea Dogs. And she got to do, I think, didn't she do a Red Sox game and a couple of AAA games too, the Woo Sox?
Yes, she did, absolutely.
This past year.
Yeah, most definitely. All right, but that's not what we're here to talk about. We're here to talk Maine Black Bear hockey. First of all, is it weird having a Friday night off?
It is a little odd. The women's hockey team drops the puck at 6 o'clock tonight, so we're planning the family and I to go watch that game. I don't get to sit with them and watch a hockey game during the year, so that will be fun. That's the game plan tonight. But yeah, another Saturday, Sunday here for the Black Bears. They did that last weekend in Albany area, Troy, New York, when they played RPI. They played Saturday, Sunday. That was at the request of RPI, and so Coach Barr was able to schedule this weekend to also be a Saturday, Sunday, so they could stimulate a normal week instead of having a rush week of trying to go from Sunday to Friday, if that makes sense. So that's why these are Saturday, Sunday games.
Excellent. That's the last games before the semester break, so a nice way to get a little head of steam going into the break. But I'm sure first and foremost in the minds of the team, it has to be tough to not think about the loss of their very talented teammate and captain, Lyndon Breen.
Exactly. He was just starting to really get things going. He had a slower start to the year on the score sheet, scoring goals and assisting goals. But you go back to those BU games, and I thought he had tremendous games against Boston University and then New Hampshire. He scored a goal and assisted another goal. Really made a great play at UNH before for the assist that he had to keep the puck in the zone. And obviously at the RPI last Saturday, game one of that series, had a hat trick and an assist, a four-point game for him, and then he gets injured in the third. So just as he was playing his best hockey of the year, he goes down. But they're hopeful that he might be able to come back later in the season. That would be amazing if he can. But, you know, definitely thinking about him and hoping the best for him. Is I know the release from the university was that he had surgery today. So I don't know when that was or where, but wishing him all the best in his recovery.
So who has to step up? It's always next man up. Who's got to take on those minutes and produce for the Black Bears?
It sure is. And Coach Barr and the coaching staff, you know, they have players that haven't played that are ready to play. And really, the one that jumps out to me is Thomas Pichette, number 29. He's been a player that Coach Barr has talked about, could have played a lot more this year already. There's just only so many spots of that you could put people in. So Thomas dressed on Sunday, game two, and he was on the fourth line with Anthony Calafiore, and they were centered by Oscar Komarov. And those three have played together before, and I thought they looked great on Sunday. Komarov, Calafiore, and Pichette. It's a fun fourth line to watch. And then that moved, put Sully Scholey on a line with Charlie Russell and with Owen Fowler. And Charlie Russell and Owen Fowler were wings for Lyndon Breen. Russell took the face off, and Sully Scholey, another skilled player from Maine, just a sophomore, but has played some big minutes for the Black Bears. So Russell, Fowler, and Scholey were a line at RPI in the second game. So they look pretty good together too. You know, Scholey stepping in to play with those two who had done so well with Breen. So we'll have to see what the Black Bears do this week. I'm not sure they have anything in stone yet, but that seems to be like where they would go after those units played well in game two at RPI.
Well, the Stonehill team, 6-12 overall record, but looking at their schedule, boy, they have played a killer schedule with teams like Union, Northeastern, a couple of games with Lake Superior State, Minnesota Duluth, Dartmouth, Clarkson, recently played Alaska Anchorage. They've played some pretty good competition so far this year.
Yeah, they played Alaska Anchorage this week on Wednesday, and they shut out Clarkson. Connor Andrelevich is their goaltender. He's a former Maine goalie. He was the third goalie last year for the Black Bears. He left to go somewhere to get more playing time. He's over 800 minutes already on the year in net for them. So I think we're expecting to see Connor in net for Stonehill this weekend. But you're right, Rich. They played a lot of games already. They played 18 games already. And as you mentioned, playing some big teams in college hockey. They're pretty new to D1 hockey. First time Maine's ever played Stonehill. Boston area school. They're an independent school right now. They don't have a conference. So they're just, you know, trying to get any games that they can. And they've done a really nice job at the front loading their schedule. They'll be done before the end of February when other teams that are in conferences are on their conference push. So I think at this point, they're just trying to play a full schedule, play competitive teams. And obviously that's what they're doing. Maine, the fifth ranked team in the nation, a big test for them, but an opportunity for a team like Stonehill. You know, it'd be the win of their season,
right,
if they can sneak one in Orono this weekend.
So what's the key for the Bears to get out of this, get the wins, take care of business, and not look past a team like Stonehill?
Yeah, just play smart hockey like they did in Troy, New York. You know, just expect to play, have all four lines rotate evenly. That, again, I mentioned that fourth line. There's really no line right now that the Black Bears are afraid to put out there. Just don't take dumb penalties and give Stonehill any extra opportunities, but just play their game. Smart hockey, physical, keep track of the puck. Don't turn over the puck in your offensive zone, and I think they'll be okay. Obviously, they're coming off a weekend where they scored 12 goals, 6 each night, so the offense is still there. Just they don't do anything foolish. Pretty easy.
Good words to live by right there. John Shields, the voice of the Black Bears. Games at 2 o'clock tomorrow, 3 o'clock on Saturday. You're on the air with the pregame show 30 minutes before they drop the puck on both games.
Correct. And Sunday, after Sunday's game, Skate with the Bears. Look at your skates going. You and Graham can come up to the Alphon and skate around with the Black Bears.
That sounds like a good plan right there. Well, John, enjoy it as always. Enjoy watching the game tonight as the Black Bear women take on the number 13 team in the country in BU. That should be a good one as well.
Should be fun. Hopefully they can get a big win over BU.
All right. Hey, thank you, John. Have a good weekend, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks, Rich. Talk to you soon.